Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak to Rihanna, Amanda and Gabrielle, who are all involved in Kilchomot Youth Reach. They've all been included in the John Couture Regional Finalist list for the Western Region for their project, which saw them make a dress completely from recycled materials. Rihanna begins by explaining to us what exactly John Couture is.
So what John Couture is really making, whether it's dresses or any sort of fashion wearables, out of recycled materials. So it's all about like reducing waste and like putting your ideas into fashion while using recycled materials. And like, I suppose the good thing about it is that it's all up to you whether you want to go simple or you want to go like fully extravagant. Like, there's no real limits to it. It's just about what you take it as yourself. Usually there is like symbolism behind it. So like for our dress, we made our dress out of wood shavings and we dyed them with food colouring. So we had a lot of expired food colouring in the home ec room.
And I'll just bring yourself in on this, Gabrielle, for a minute, because you've done a lot of the actual physical making of the dress. Tell me a little bit more about, one, how long it took you, and two, the parts and the work that went into it.
It took to make the whole thing like 3 or 4 months, and then we like drew it on a piece of paper, like the design of the dress, and we got wood shavings, we dyed them, and then we just scrunched them up and stapled them together and sewed them in. And then for the umbrella, we took the wood shavings and we curled them, and they were dyed as well. And then we like glued them onto the umbrella. For the shoes, there was yarn used, and then we like braided it and then glued it on. And we made little squares for the top, like squares of wood, and CDs as well. We used like CDs to match the shape of the squares for the wood. And we put raindrops on the umbrella out of CDs as well.
No, it's very cool. And if you've looked at our social media channels on Midwest over the last little while, you'll have seen a picture of the dress. And you'll have also seen a picture of the model wearing the dress as well. That's Amanda. Amanda, did you ever think you'd be wearing something quite like that? Because if you've seen it, the idea when it's on paper is one thing, but when it comes out and it actually is there physically in front of you, it must be really special to be part of a project like that.
I didn't expect to be involved in anything like this when I joined Youth Reach. I think it's a really good chance for all of us to work as a team and express all of our ideas into one. And I just think it's a good opportunity to go up to Helix and just have a great day.
It's very good for the environment as well, and something that's quite important too.
So the dress is all recycled. So it also links in with our mental health mural and our wellness garden out in the back. So just anything to do with Mother Nature, I suppose, and keeping the earth alive.
Oh, very good. And Rihanna, finally, when is the competition going to be itself?
So the regional finals are taking place on this Monday and Tuesday, so the 5th and 6th. And to get to them, there was over 1,200 entries, and they chose 160. Each night they're having 80 dresses. Then from each night they're choosing 30 to go through to the finals. So altogether there'll be 60 going through to the All-Ireland finals.
John Couture is a global student fashion competition challenging participants to create innovative outfits using recycled materials, promoting sustainability and creativity in the fashion industry. The competition encourages students worldwide to merge fashion and sustainability by crafting avant-garde outfits from recycled materials, fostering a new era of eco-conscious creativity in the fashion realm. Utilizing recycled materials in clothing production reduces energy consumption, lowers carbon emissions, lessens dependence on virgin resources and mitigates pollution, contributing to a more eco-friendly, that is, and responsible fashion industry.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Tune in at 9:50 a.m. next Friday on the Tommy Maron Show for a brand new episode. And to listen back to what we've covered so far, head over to midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.